calm down. Just calm down. Now, calm down.
How can I calm down when something terrible is going to happen?
What's going to happen?
I'm not sure exactly, but I had this terrible dream, and then I woke up and
Jeannie, it's a nightmare. A nightmare. Now, you go back to your bottle and forget all about it. It's just a dream.
Oh, that is what worries me, Master. My dreams always come true.
Your dreams always come true?
Oh, yes, Master. Something terrible is going to happen.
No, don't worry. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Oh, I know. Nothing is going to happen to me, Master. It is going to happen to you. But I do not want to lose you.
Oh, you're not going to lose me.
My dreams always come true.
Yes. Jeannie, exactly what did you dream about?
Well, I cannot remember exactly what it was.
Well, you must have some idea. Was it involving an automobile accident?
No, I do not think so.
An earthquake?
No.
A flood?
No.
A slip in the shower?
No.
A volcano?
No.
Well, Jeannie, it must be something.
Mm-mm. An animal.
An animal?
Oh, it is all coming back to me now.
Yeah?
You are going to be attacked.
Attacked by what?
A cat.
A cat?
Oh, it was terrible. It was huge and ferocious. And it was crouching over you, ready to eat you. And I was not there to protect you.
Don't worry. I'm not going to let anything like that happen.
But how can you help it?
Well, it's very simple. There aren't any wild animals in Cocoa Beach, are there? Mm-hmm. And I won't put myself in a position where I'll meet any wild animals. Mm. You see how simple that is, huh? Now, you're not worried anymore, are you?
Yes, Master.
Huh?
Something terrible is going to happen to you. I feel it in my bones. I know this more than anything else in my whole life. And I have lived a long time.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, look what I've got. 3 front row tickets.
Yeah, for what?
For the circus.
The circus?
Yeah, I haven't been there since I was a kid. And I thought maybe you and Jeannie and I, we could go to the circus.
I'm sorry, Roger. No.
But don't you like circuses?
Do you know what they have at the circus?
Yeah, they have tightrope walkers and clowns and acrobats. And
wild animals.
And wild animals.
Well, Jeannie had a dream last night that I was attacked by wild animals.
Oh, well, here's your ticket, and I'll have these exchanged for 2 back row seats.
You couldn't pay me to go to that thing. Now that we know where the trouble could have come from, there's nothing to worry about, right?
Mm, right.
Give me a screwdriver, will you, Raj? Oh, thanks.
How's it look?
Well, the flanges are okay. The main rotor head's the one that's going to give us the problem.
Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's just fine. You don't have to worry.
Oh, I hope you are right.
Well, the circus is probably clear on the other side of town by now.
Very well. Then I think I will go shopping.
Good. No, you do that. Have fun.
Would you like to come with me?
No, I have to finish up this project.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to miniaturize these parts.
Miniaturize?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make smaller.
Why do you want them smaller?
Oh, well, one of the problems in sending up a missile is that you have to have hundreds of pounds of thrust for every payload pound you carry, you understand?
No.
Well, what Tony means is if we can reduce the size of the parts, we can get more into the missile.
Oh, I see. You mean if that is tiny, then you will have more room for other things.
Yeah, well, something like that, yeah.
Oh, well, I am sure you will be able to do it, Master. I remember once when King Tut wanted to build a dam across the Nile. Everyone said that it could not be done.
Jeannie, why don't you go shop?
Yes, Master. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So here's that wiring diagram.
Do you know what that looks like? That looks like the rotor's been miniaturized. Jeannie! Do you realize what she's done? She saved us a year's work. Oh, she could miniaturize the whole missile. Oh, Tony! Tony? Tony!
I'm down here!
Down where?
Hi, I'm down here, Raj! I'm down... Hey, don't step on me! Don't!
What are you doing down there?
She shrunk. She blinked at the rotor head and miniaturized it, and some of it spilled over onto me.
But don't panic, so you're a little short.
Go find Jeannie.
Well, she went shopping.
Well, go find. Maybe she hasn't left yet.
Yeah, okay. I'll look in the house.
Wait a minute. Don't leave me here.
Don't get excited now.
Be careful.
I'll take you with me. Hold on.
You're in good hands. Jeannie!
You're shaking me, Roger. No,
Tony's in trouble.
Be careful, will ya?
You gotta help him.
Over there on top of the desk. Yeah, careful.
Just sit right here.
Easy! Roger, she's gone. You gotta find her.
Now, look, just take it easy. Everything is gonna be all right, okay?
What do you mean, all right? Look what she's done to me.
Hey, maybe Jeannie's got something there. Hey, do you realize if she shrank 100 astronauts, we could fit them into a capsule, and then we could...
Roger!
Oh, yeah, okay. Just relax. I'll go and get Jeannie.
And hurry!
Yeah, okay, but don't do any walking, huh? If anybody stepped on you, you'd really be short.
Hello, anybody home? Major Nelson.
It's Dr. Balance.
Hide.
Major Nelson. Major Healy.
Yes, sir. Major Nelson's out here.
Well, that's strange. He asked me to stop by and pick up a chart he made for me.
Oh, why would he do that? Well, he had to leave unexpectedly.
Well, I'll just wait here.
Oh, well, I wouldn't do that, sir. Who knows when he'll be back?
Well, perhaps you're right. I'll just phone my office see if I can...
Well, I wouldn't do that, sir. On a second thought, he'll probably be right back.
You seem terribly nervous, Major. Do you have a problem?
Well, just a tiny one, sir. Really nothing worth mentioning.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, don't move!
Don't move. Stand still.
Why?
Stand still. Why? Oh, well, I lost a crystal to my watch.
Oh, your crystal?
I tell you what, why don't we tiptoe out on the patio and we get a little suntan out there?
I don't want a suntan, Major. Look, do you happen to know where Major Nelson left that decompression chart?
It's upstairs. It's upstairs in the study. Why don't we just go up to the study, and it's probably there. We'll just
tiptoe
up there. Very nicely. Watch out for the crystal.
Careful. The crystal.
Watch it. That's it. Easy does it. Up to the study we go.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Somewhere, sir.
Well, it doesn't matter. He'll tell us where they are when he returns.
Oh, wait a minute, sir. We haven't looked in the desk yet.
Oh, I don't think we should be going through Major Nelson's desk, do you?
Well, I think he would like it that way. He'd be very upset if he thought you were walking around in the living room.
Shouldn't we answer it? It might be important.
Well, that's probably the wrong number. I'll get it, sir. It's my telephone. Hello.
Hello, Major Healy.
Oh, boy, am I glad to hear from you.
I'm having such fun shopping that I have decided to spend the whole afternoon at the market.
Well, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh, I'm sure Major Nelson would not mind. May I speak with him, please?
Well, he can't reach the phone. I mean, we can't reach him to reach the phone.
Ah, he's still working. Was he pleased at what I did?
Well, I don't think pleased is the word. You see, he's feeling very low.
I know why. He loves to do everything himself. He never wants me to help him.
Well, I think you've overhelped him.
Well, if he is very unhappy, I will come right home now.
Oh, not now!
Oh. Major, can we get on with this?
Yes, sir. Get on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Very well, then.
I will spend the whole afternoon at the market. You will not believe this, but I have found a 2-for-1 sale. Bye-bye, Major Healy.
Oh! Don't go! Don't go! Hello!
Hello. Chips hung up.
I knew they had to be here.
Oh, wait a minute, sir. Wait a minute, sir. Oh, I'll go first, sir.
Oh, yes, the crystal.
Yeah, crystal, tippy-toe.
Well, I better be getting back to the base. Oh, tell Major Nelson I have the chart, will you?
Yeah, well, he'll be glad you missed him. I mean, he'll be sorry he missed you.
Yes. Oh, I did want to discuss this chart with him before I turn it in. I know. I can go over it with you in my office.
Ah, good idea, sir. First thing Monday morning.
No, I meant now, Major Healy.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do that, sir.
Major, General Peterson is waiting for it. Did you have anything more important to do? Major, I asked you, did you have anything more important to do?
Well, no, sir. I'll be right there, sir.
Oh, what a way to go.
If you're ready, Major.
Bye, buddy.
Thank you.
Lady, would you mind not pinching the oranges?
But how else can I tell whether they are ripe?
You buy them, and then you pinch them.
In Atlantis, we always pinch them.
Look, lady, this ain't Georgia. Please keep your hands off the fruit.
How much are they?
29 cents a pound.
29 cents? Why, that is robbery. In Atlantis, the oranges are 10 times the size of these, and we only charge 3 teclas.
Look, lady, I'm not running a debating society. If you're not going to buy anything, please, move on.
Oh, no wonder you are so bad-tempered. You are ashamed of the poor merchandise you have to sell. I will give you something you can be proud of. Now, here is a real orange. You may pinch this if you like. And I would suggest that you do not charge more than 3 teclas for that. Goodbye.
Test is most encouraging. You spent over 7.5 hours under stress in the decompression chamber without any adverse psychological effects. Well, I'm happy to say that you're completely normal.
Dr. Bellows?
Hmm?
There's something I've got to tell you.
Yes?
I killed my best friend.
What are you talking about?
Major Nelson, sir.
You killed Major Nelson?
I should have done something. But I didn't know there was a cat in the house.
You didn't know there was a cat in the house?
No, sir, I was expecting a tiger.
Tiger?
We both were. But the little cat ate him up. It's hard to believe. What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start your test all over again.
Doing playing with the cat?
What?
That is a terrible thing to do. I told you cats were dangerous for you. And so tiny, you had no business being...
You're too late, Jean.
Too late for what?
Don't you know what happened to Tony?
Yeah, I know what happened to Tony.
Tony? Tony? Oh, I didn't kill him. Oh, Tony, I didn't kill him. When I saw the cat licking his lips.
Why did you let him play with the cat? You had no business letting him be so tiny and playing with
why
the cat.
Why did Roger?
You knew I was not here to protect him.
What do you mean, why did Roger? You were the one responsible for the whole thing. We were out in the garage minding our own business, and you decided to bring your own.
I'm sorry I made you nervous.
Who, me? No, oh, Ginny, you didn't really think I was scared of that cat, did you?
You were not?
No, of course not.
Oh, I'm glad.
Take this out to the patio for me, will you?
Oh, yes, Master.
Thanks. You really thought I was scared of that little cat? Get back. Oh. Dr. Bellows,
what is it now, Major?
What now, sir? Oh, well, I was just playing with the little cat.
Yes. I came over to bring you the results of your psychological test.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm afraid we'll have to start the tests all over again. Goodbye, Major.
Well, you don't have to leave, sir. Don't leave me here with...